So, what are you doing for the holidays? Sophie asked, smiling brightly as she arranged the ornaments on the tiny Christmas tree she'd put on her husband Sylvan's desk. He was the head of the Kindred High Council, and she tried to be sure his office looked suitably welcoming during the holiday season. The Kindred might not have known much about Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or any of the other Earth holidays when they first came to Earth and instituted their international bride draft, but all the human wives who had answered their call for mates had brought their family traditions with them. Which meant that this time of the year was particularly festive aboard the Kindred mothership. Dr. Madeline Porter, Maddie to her friends, sighed deeply at Sophie's casual question.
Oh, you know, the usual. Mostly trying to avoid my family, who are going to want to know why I'm still single instead of married and pregnant, ready to pop out a dozen grandbabies at this blessed time of year.
Oh, dear. Sophie made a face. That doesn't sound like much fun.
It's not, believe me.
Maddie rolled her eyes.
But it's either avoid them or hear endlessly how my biological clock is ticking and how am I ever going to produce grandchildren for my mom and dad, let alone a great-grandbaby for my grandma Thelma, if I don't get started soon.
Geez, no pressure there.
Sophie frowned as she fussed with the tiny fake presents under the miniature tree.
Yeah, I know, right?
Maddie ran a hand through her thick chestnut hair, especially since my perfect older sister just got engaged last Christmas Eve, and now she's pregnant and already showing. You should have seen the show she and Ethan, that's her husband, put on. They waited until the Yule Ball on Christmas Eve.
Wait, your family goes to a Yule Ball?
Sophie asked, frowning.
Do they ever?
Maddie said grimly. And that's not the only holiday event they all attend. See, I come from a town in Vermont called, I kid you not, Christmasville. We moved there from Florida when I was a freshman in high school, and my mom loves it so much my family has stayed there ever since. Christmas practically starts right after Halloween and keeps on going until New Year's Day.
Christmasville? Sophie shook her head. I've never heard of it.
It's not that big, although they get a lot more visitors from November through January,
Maddie told her.
They have all kinds of Christmas events like the Christmas cookie bake-off and the town tree lighting, and of course, the Christmas Eve Yule Ball, which is where my brother-in-law proposed to my sister last year, in front of practically the whole town. He got down on one knee right up on the stage and pulled out a velvet box with a giant diamond inside.
She shook her head.
I thought Grandma Thelma was going to wet her pants. She was so excited.
It seems like that should have taken some of the heat off of you then,
Sophie objected, still fussing with the miniature tree to try and get the tiny Lumo bulbs to light up.
I mean, if your sister is already married and expecting, they know they'll be getting a grandbaby soon, so why should they keep on bothering you?
Because that's the way my family is, Maddie moaned. My mother is so worried I'll end up childless and alone, even though I've tried to explain over and over that lots of people are choosing the single life now, and there's no shame in deciding not to have kids.
No, of course not,
Sophie said, smiling. I can't imagine life without Sylvan and my twins, but nobody should feel like they have to get married and have babies. But I know the pressure from parents can be intense, especially if someone has decided to put her education and career first like I have,
Maddie said. My mom is always saying, you know, honey, a degree won't keep you warm at night.
I tell her she's being old-fashioned, but she just won't listen.